KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 26 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for occasional light snow or flurries today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. A woman who was found dead in the Missouri River near Nebraska City last month has been identified as a missing Iowa resident. The Nebraska State Patrol said Monday that 40-year-old Jennifer Giles of Council Bluffs was identified through dental records. A trapper found her body on November 23rd in an area north of an Omaha Public Power District power plant in southeast Nebraska. Family members reported Giles' disappearance to Council Bluffs police back on October 28th. Authorities say an autopsy is results of autopsy are pending. The Nebraska State Patrol is assisting Council Bluffs Police with the investigation. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating a missing teenager. 16-year-old Alicia Kiesling was reported missing to the Council Bluffs Police Department on November 24th. She was last seen wearing a gray Gap sweatshirt and blue plaid pajama pants. Her picture is available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you have any information about her location, you can call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4701. Police in Red Oak Monday night arrested 43-year-old Christopher Dean Van Osdell of Red Oak on an assault charge. Van Osdell was taken into custody just before 10 p.m. in the 100 block of East Prospect Street for domestic abuse assault. The man was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. Two people were arrested Saturday on drug charges in Cass County. The sheriff's office reports 30-year-old Benjamin Daniel Job of Atlantic was arrested on charges of OWI second offense, possession of marijuana second offense, and driving while revoked. Job was taken to the Cass County jail and later released on his own recognizance. And 19-year-old Selena Marie Hansen of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a district court warrant for failure to appear and charges of possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hansen was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later on $1,300 bond. In an unrelated incident, 31-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita was arrested Saturday on two counts of violation of a no-contact order. Martison was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Sunday on his own recognizance. And 21-year-old Keith Anthony Stinson of Aurora, Colorado, was arrested Sunday on a charge of carrying weapons. Stinson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on $2,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 30-year-old Tyler Adam Oberholtz of Adair was arrested November 23rd on charges of harassment in the second degree, criminal mischief in the third degree, and criminal mischief in the fourth and fifth degrees. His arrest stemmed from a 911 call whereby the caller said the man was going crazy by smashing up his father's home. Oberholtz's father told authorities his son believed the government was transmitting radio and microwave messages through the gold bridge of his father's dental work and had allegedly threatened to use a baseball bat to remove the dental work from his father's mouth. The other charges stem from damage perpetrated on water meters in the Fontenelle and Greenfield areas and the striking of a taillight of a vehicle in Greenfield with a baseball bat. Tyler Oberholtz was being held in the Adair County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 29-year-old Tanner Heck of Lakewood, Colorado, was arrested last Friday at the Budget Inn in Adair after allegedly punching a hole in a wall at the motel. Damage was estimated at less than $200. Heck was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree, pled guilty, and was released Saturday after serving required time in jail. Also in news from Adair County, a woman from Des Moines was arrested just after midnight Saturday on assault and disorderly conduct charges. 44-year-old Elizabeth Onthank allegedly committed assault in the Stewart McDonald's parking lot by grabbing the hair of her victim and throwing that person to the ground, leaving a visible mark on their leg. She is also alleged to have made a loud and raucous noise while in the vicinity of a public building. Onthank was later released from the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Melvin Dinesen, age 73, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Melvin Dinesen will be held today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Anna Reha, age 71, of Adair, died Thursday in Johnston. A massive Christian burial for Anna Reha will be today at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Irene Hubner, age 97, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Irene Hubner will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Travis Peterson, age 44, of Griswold, died November 20th. Memorial services for Travis Peterson were postponed until 4 p.m. today at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Nola Schultz, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Nola Schultz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daryl Muller, age 90, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Daryl Muller will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Carl Dudley, age 90, of Redfield, died Wednesday in Waukee. A private service will be held for Carl Eugene Dudley on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Joe Dorsey, age 82, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Joe Dorsey will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Matthew Rakel, age 89, of Manila and formerly of Louisiana, died Monday. Services for Matthew Rakel are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Mildred Wenzel, age 96, formerly of Manila, died Friday in Arizona. Funeral services for Mildred Wenzel are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.